USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says his team is ready to go.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is reporting the FD 1023 document revealed by an FBI whistleblower shows that it has a redacted reference that a Ukrainian Burisma executive possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between himself and Hunter Biden and possesses two audio recordings of phone calls between himself and then Vice President Joe Biden. Joe Biden has allegedly been paid $5 million by the Burisma executive as part of a bribery scheme, according to the FBI whistleblower. The House Oversight Committee has found several bank accounts tied to the Biden family, receiving millions and millions of dollars without an apparent business model. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the use of affirmative action in college admissions any day now. There's a pair of cases going on, one at the University of North Carolina and the other one at Harvard. They allege the practice harms white and Asian students. In the Harvard case, John Wang was turned down by six elite universities despite having a perfect score on the SAT's math section and a 4.65 high school GPA. Longtime Wheel of Fortune TV host Pat Sajak is planning to retire next year. USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate plus two times O Rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow, you always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 in Game 5 of the NBA Finals at Ball Arena to win their first title in franchise history. Nikola Jokic was named the Finals MVP. The Heat have now lost the NBA Finals in two of the last four seasons. Americans are changing their minds when it comes to transgender women competing in women's sports.
A new Gallup poll finds 69% of respondents think they should only be able to play on teams that match their sex at birth, 7 points up from 2021. Meanwhile, 26% say transgender athletes should be able to play on the team that lines up with their identity. Pollsters say it appears most people view transgender sports participation more through a lens of competitive fairness than transgender civil rights. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Mega Democrat donor George Soros is handing over his empire to his youngest son.
George Soros is one of the largest donors to Democrat and progressive candidates and causes. At 92 years old, he's turned his $25 billion fortune over to his son, Alex. The 37-year-old telling the Wall Street Journal he is more political than his dad, but that the two think alike. Alex Soros telling the newspaper he plans on using the money to continue backing left-leaning U.S. politicians. I'm Laura Winters.
Lance Pry, USA News.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.